We're visiting with Kentucky Conservation Director Brunella Velez. And great to have you in Kentucky, and just new to this, actually, Interim Director for Kentucky. Tell us about some of the things going on. I know, obviously, first of all, about being in Kentucky. Are you excited about being here?
I'm really excited about being here, yes.
You had a chance to get out and meet a lot of the farmers in Kentucky, so since you've been here and get accustomed to that, how's that going?
It's going great, actually. I've been able to go from as far north as Grayson to as far south as the Purchase. So I've seen a little bit of everything about Kentucky.
So what do you think about Kentucky agriculture so far?
It is beautiful. It's diverse. It's like three states in one, I think, is how I will describe it to people that have never been here. I've worked in Wisconsin for over 9 years, and I thought it would be kind of like the Midwest. Right. So it was very surprising to see just three different distinct areas that are beautiful.
Well, that's great to have you here in Kentucky. And tell us about some of the things going on conservation-wise across the state.
So right now we're kind of closing our year. So actually it's our new year. October 1st is our beginning of the year. So we're kind of just getting ready for the next fiscal year, getting ready for the programs that we can move forward, like the environmental quality incentive programs, which are currently announcing a sign-up that we're going to be having until we have the finalized farm bill. We were able to have a very successful year last year. We have somewhere around $18 million that we did on the environmental quality incentive program, and we did somewhere around $1 million. So altogether, $20 million went out to local producers to help with anything from conservation of cropland to some forestry work, high tunnels, and a little bit of everything.
So a lot of work. A lot of work's been done this past year for Kentuckians through the Conservation District. That's what you're all about, really helping with conservation out there.
Correct. Yeah, that's all. We're about technical assistance. We're about, kind of partnership with our growers, partnership with other agencies, and really moving our agriculture forward.
And, of course, obviously the Farm Bill is still hinging on some of the things you can do, but a lot of those programs continue anyway into the next year, right?
That is correct. A lot of our most popular programs are continuing, some minor changes that may come forward, but, yes, we're moving forward with some of the most popular programs currently right now in this fiscal year.
Are Kentucky farmers doing a pretty good job of their conservation efforts so far that you've seen?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody is trying to do the best they can, stewarding the land and, really looking for opportunities to improve their production and improve their conservation of the land.
So very important that people just continue to work with your conservation. You have a lot of great local conservation representatives who you work with every day.
Yes, we have a lot of work units all throughout the state, and we also partner with the district, so we work kind of like all over the state. So we're here to help anybody that has or need any assistance with their farm.
And you might say you're in the close to the office of Brian Laceville, so a good friend of ours for many years. Brian's teaching, showing you all the ropes of Kentucky, I'm sure.
Yes, he's taking me on a two-day tour from anything from, a hemp farm to big tobacco to a ethanol plant. So I'm going to see a little bit of everything, and I'm really happy to be here.
What's been new for you since you've been in Kentucky? What have you not seen since you've been here? Or what have you seen since you've been here that you hadn't seen before?
To me, I think the most surprising part was the Lexington area because, I come from New England. And in Rhode Island, it's all about the stone walls and all of this. And so I came here to Kentucky to find out that they have beautiful stone walls, too. They're quiet about it, but it's a beautiful place. And just the interest of partners and just the love of the land and how proud people are. And so I'm really enjoying just to see the contrast between Rhode Island being tiny, right. And I actually found out that it fits three times in the Purchase area,
right. Wow.
And that our coastline is 400 miles, and that's inside of the Mammoth Cave is 412 miles, so you can actually put Rhode Island in there. So just see the contrast, it's very interesting to me.
Well, it's great to have you in Kentucky. Hope you enjoy your time here, and I know farmers look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.